You're listening to Jangle Heaven on WMFO Medford. This is Jack. Today I'm going to do two themes, sort of. I'm going to split the show in half. For the first half, I'm going to be looking at some covers that I found and wanted to share. In the second half, I'm going to be playing some songs that are kind of associated with Christmas. Not exactly Christmas music, but you know, maybe they mention Christmas. And that first song, that was The Essex Green with the late, great Cassiopeia. Not a cover, not a Christmas song, but really great song that I wanted to share. And so now on to the first cover. That was Sandy Shaw with the cover of Are You Ready to Be Heartbroken, originally by Lloyd Cole. And this is actually a really interesting cover. I think she does a great job, but kind of the history that led up to it is pretty interesting. Sandy Shaw is, you know, most well-known as a singer from the 60s with, you know, classics like there's always something there to remind me, which at this point might be, you know, not as well respected for the music as maybe being just immensely popular for decades. But in the 80s, some members of the Smiths reached out to her and proclaimed themselves big fans and actually sent her the song, I believe, I Don't Owe You Anything, for her to record, which is one of their songs from their first album. And she ended up recording this sort of comeback album in the 80s called Hello Angel. And there's a bunch of covers on here of artists from the 80s, from the alternative scene. There's more Smiths covers. There's a Waterboys cover and Lloyd Cole here, which is just really interesting. Jesus and Mary Chain cover, too. Yeah, it's an interesting album. The Smiths actually play on it a little bit. But I think Are You Ready to Be Heartbroken is one of the best that she does. All right, now heading on to the next cover. This is Making Plans for Nigel, originally by XTC. This is a cover by Novelle Vague.
We only want what Tomorrow, or past the time. closer and nearer than I can, needing you, taking you, keeping you, leaving you in a year and a day to be sure. But your face doesn't alter, your words never falter. I love you.
Yola Tengo with Andalusia, a John Cale cover. And before that was Femme Fatale by Big Star, a cover of The Velvet Underground, which John Cale was a part of. And before that, Making Plans for Nigel, performed by Nouvelle Vague, but originally by XTC's Colin Moulding. Andalusia is a really great song, and I think Yola Tengo, maybe not surpassing the original, but doing a great job incorporating organ on there, which Yola Tengo's organ tracks always work very well. But a very well-written, great melody, emotional song, and Yola Tengo pulls it off well. Same thing could be said for Femme Fatale, honestly, but kind of a different feel that Big Star goes for. It's interesting, they switched the background vocals to fully in French to match the title. Much like Nouvelle Vague, which they the band themselves are French and sing in French on some of their albums. I guess that's kind of an interesting one to talk about too. Nouvelle Vague, a band mostly, if not all, of cover songs from around the mid-2000s. Mostly bossa nova kind of covers of 80s indie hits. A pretty interesting concept. Not all of it works well, but I think Making Plans for Nigel, they do a great job. Next I'm going to play a cover that might be the most famous song by this band, even though it was not written by themselves. This is Lola by The Raincoats.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola, hello. I'm not the worst, most physical.
say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. Oh no, I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face, you'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. I need you. Tracks of my tears. I need you. Hey, hey, yeah. Outside, I'm masquerading. Inside, my hopes are fading. I'm just a clown. My breakup with you, baby. Take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Baby, 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 take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. It's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
Billy Bragg with the tracks of my tears, and before that, Lola by the Raincoats. Of course, the original Lola's by the Kinks, and the tracks of My Tears by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And both of these take kind of an interesting spin on the original. Tracks of My Tears being a bonus track, actually, on Talking with the Taxman about poetry. Kind of a stripped-back version. Billy Bragg has this style of almost a singer-songwriter sort of thing going on, but instead of the typical acoustic guitar, often an electric guitar, which it works. It's very different from the original, very, you know, highly produced soul kind of feel. And with Lola, very stripped back, almost lo-fi sort of recording, but very effective with sort of the harmonizing and general aesthetic of the Raincoats, I guess. I'd say both of these are great interpretations and some of my favorite covers. But now it's time to move on to the second half of the show, in which I want to play some songs at least vaguely connected to Christmas. This one pretty heavily connected to Christmas. This is 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders.
Thank you. Teach me. It's there at your feet. It's there at your feet. And I never, oh, I never ever realized.
Come on, come on,
it's there at your feet. See, I never, no, I never ever realized.
Come on, come on,
it's there at your feet. And I never.
The 25th of December by Everything But The Girl, the rare Benoit track, Benoit on vocals. Before that, we had River by Joni Mitchell, which famously interpolates Jingle Bells, the popular Christmas carol. And before that, 2,000 Miles by The Pretenders. All more on the sentimental side. I guess that's kind of expected for Christmas music. Especially River, very emotionally driven song. But now we can move on to something, well, I wouldn't call it lighthearted, but not exactly as focused on emotions of the holiday, but merely the winter season and the excitement of snow. And this is Galaxy 500 with Snowstorm.
Thank you.
That was Christmas by the Blue Nile. I've actually never heard that song before, but when I was looking for Christmas music by artists I like, Christmas by the Blue Nile came up. A bonus track on Hats, a great album. And I think they did a pretty good job there. Pretty sentimental, but that is their style, and that is the style of Christmas music. So I think pretty acceptable. I hope you've enjoyed this Christmas half of the show. A friend of mine calls it Jingle Heaven, or we were talking about doing a Jingle Heaven show as a Christmas episode, and I'm happy that it's finally happening. And I do have one more Christmas song to play, but before that, I'm going to read a PSA. Here we have, walking is a good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And with that, I'm going to play the final Christmas song. If we have time after, I might play another short cover. I kind of like the theme we have going on here with covers of artists that I'm playing Christmas song of. This is I'm going to play Child's Christmas in Wales by John Cale. And we had a John Cale cover earlier. I guess that's actually the only one that we've done like that. But if there's time after, I'll continue that trend. So here we are, John Cale.